Local shares are coming under a little bit of pressure this morning as the ASX 200 is down about a third of a percent or 16 points to 5,933 points. What we saw overnight was the US Fed has lifted its interest rates for the first time in 2018, up by 25 basis points to the range of 1.5 to 1.75%. This is the first time that US rates have been raised this year, and new Fed Chair Jerome Powell has indicated that it will likely raise two more times this year to make it three interest rate hikes in 2018. Back home, we have seen most sectors in the red. The main weight on the market so far has come from financials. The big four lenders are all down, with CBA the worst, down about 1.2%. We have also seen supermarkets weaker, both Woolies and Wesfarmers down roughly 1%. Wesfarmers has announced last Friday that it is looking to de-merge Coles from the rest of its business, and it's fallen about 3% since that 6% jump that we saw last Friday. Telcos also dragging on the market, with Telstra down about 1.8%. However, commodity stocks have been able to benefit from a weaker US dollar overnight. Energy stocks also benefited from a lower stockpile in US crude overnight. There was actually a surprise reduction in the stockpile in the US. We've seen the likes of Beach Energy up about 2.8%, Woodside and Santos both up between 1.5% and 2% as well. In the materials sector, BHP is up nearly 2.5%, while Sierra Resources, a graphite miner, is up 3.5%, and Alumina, the aluminium producer, is up over 5% so far. In company news, Soul Patts, the investment company, has announced a $146.2 million net profit for the first half of 2018. It's a slight drop from the year prior due to some one-offs. The share price is up about 0.5%. And in economic news, employment data for the month of February has been released. We have seen 17,500 jobs added in the month of February, with the unemployment rate rising a touch to 5.6%. The Aussie dollar is currently around 77.75 US cents.